from the wet City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Open lines at the halfway point this hour and next hour and for the rest of the program. Deepak Chopra. We will discuss coincidences. And we'll have a special two-hour phone-in session just for you with him. Well, thunder roared, lightning ripped through the skies, hail slammed into four counties in California as an intense storm flooded streets and freeways, darkened neighborhoods, interrupted air travel. As a matter of fact, LAX was shut down, incoming flights diverted to San Francisco, Ontario, San Diego. Rain fell, coming down at 3 inches an hour. 5 inches of rain hit in the southern part of Los Angeles. Ease up on the mind stuff for a little bit. You never know. Suicide car bombers, by the way, devastated an Italian military police base in the Iraqi town of Nasiriyah, killing at least 18 Italians and 9 Iraqis. In Washington, President Bush has directed Iraq's U.S. Governor Paul Bremer to speed the transfer of post-war authority to the Iraqi people. The move followed Bremer's sudden recall to Washington Tuesday for urgent consultations. Now, U.S. forces hit back against Iraqi guerrillas following a succession of nighttime attacks on the headquarters of the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad that has underscored the growing boldness of these insurgents. A military statement codenamed the new sweep operation Iron Hammer, and U.S. forces used a Hercules aircraft modified for aircraft to destroy an abandoned warehouse thought to be used for guerrillas. So we're going to start fighting back again. Al-Qaeda terrorists, using the cover of anti-war protests, are now a real threat to the safety of President Bush during his state visit to London next week. This according to Britain's most senior policemen out there. This is a warning, they say. They are not so concerned about anti-war protesters, they say, throwing rotten fruit at the president. Our worry, this is a quote now, is the most dangerous elements who may be there. The report came the day after anti-war demonstrators accused the British government of blocking their right to protest in central London against Bush's visit from November 18th to the 21st. They intend to organize 100,000 people to march on November 20th around main government buildings there. This is a very tense situation in London. And I don't know if George Bush should go there, but there is a warning again from Britain's most senior policeman. And, well, let's hope we bring our own security forces there as well. The Independent Commission on the 9/11 attacks announced an agreement with the White House that would allow the review of classified intelligence documents previously withheld by the Bush administration. That's a good sign, at least. In Montgomery, Alabama, prosecutors urged a judicial panel to oust suspended Chief Justice Roy Moore for disobeying a federal judge's order to remove his Ten Commandments monument from the state courthouse rotunda. You remember that story. They called it a defiant stand that Moore said was moral and lawful. Moore, whose cause has rallied religious conservatives around the country, argued that he was upholding his oath of office and promises to Alabama voters when he refused to move the 5,300-pound granite monument. A woman poisoned her husband and put his body in the garage while she went about getting her hair done and handing out Halloween candy. 51-year-old lady in Hobart, Indiana. Police say she laced her husband's soup with insulin, then repeatedly injected him with the substance while he slept until he died. His body sat in the couple's garage. She went out, had her hair done, passed out Halloween candy. The next day, she dumped his body in a forest. It was discovered a week ago. She was charged with his murder. Rush Limbaugh will return to his radio talk show on Monday after completing a 5-week treatment program for his addiction to painkillers. His brother David Limbaugh made the announcement to Internet personality Matt Drudge, who was sitting in Wednesday for Rush. Limbaugh left the air October 10th after acknowledging that he had been abusing prescription painkillers. He plans to resume his regular schedule right from the get-go, hosting his 3-hour show on weekdays for his audience of 20 million people, according to his brother. compact discs. You know, we all have them now. They took the place of tapes, right? Well, now they say compact discs could be history within 5 years, just when I bought a new player, too. They say that this will superseded by a new generation of fingertip-sized memory tabs with no moving parts at all. Scientists say that each paper-thin device could store more than a gigabyte of information, equivalent to 1,000 high-quality images in 1 cubic centimeter of space. This is small stuff. Experts have developed this technology by melding together, this is what's bizarre, organic and inorganic materials in a very unique way. They say it could be used to produce a single-use memory card that permanently stores data and is faster and easier to operate than CDs. They say they can get this to market in as little as 5 years. And scientists dampened hopes of finding large amounts of water on the dark side of the moon, with new evidence showing that if any deposits exist, they are in very short supply. Data from the Clementine and Lunar Prospector space missions in the 90s had suggested there could be significant supplies of water, vital to support life and human colonies on the moon, stashed in the craters near the poles. But after conducting a radar survey of craters constantly in shadow at the lunar poles, Bruce Campbell of the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., and his colleagues say they did not uncover any evidence of thick ice deposits. But you know what? There are still some remarkable things in the universe, things we just don't know about. That's one of the reasons that this weekend there will be a conference, a UFO crash retrieval conference in Las Vegas. I'll be there. Coast to Coast program Friday night will originate live from Las Vegas. And in a moment, Ryan Wood, who's putting on the conference, my guest for this portion of Coast to Coast AM.